7:12 now.
Love and marriage.
There he is.
There he is.
Where were you, Frankie?
Good way to start Mondays.
It sure is, especially on a rainy day. So stay tuned, because rainy days and Mondays always get me down, and Karen Carpenter. High 84 to 88 degrees. Grab an umbrella as you head out the door. But now it's marriage time.
It is indeed, and we're going to be talking this week about making time to have fun. Good morning, Joe and Cindy Farini.
Good morning.
Good morning. So you guys got a question from a listener, and they asked, my husband and I both work very hard outside the home and also in the home. We have three young children, and it seems we have little time to have fun together. We need some help. Please give us some suggestions. So let's start with Joe, my dad. Have you ever had this dilemma in your life? And if so, what would you suggest for this young couple?
Well, this is a great question, isn't it? Very practical question as well. And yes, I can definitely relate to this dilemma. Let me just start by saying that we definitely need to take the time to enjoy life. And that includes having fun together as a married couple, as a family, and with our friends as well. Now, as I understand this question, I mean, the bottom line issue in this one is one of priority. And we could spend a lot of time breaking down what our priorities should be according to what the Bible teaches us. But there's a little saying that I learned from the late Dr. Bill Bright, who was the founder and past president of Campus Crusade for Christ. It's now called CRU here in the U.S. But Dr. Bright always had this amazing ability of putting handles on difficult topics in order to make it easier to understand. And when it came to priorities, he said the following quote. He said that priority is a reflection of loyalty. Priority is a reflection of loyalty. And this couple here needs to ask themselves really the soul-searching question of what are my priorities and what are my loyalties, I should say. And of course, I believe as a Christian, our primary and preeminent loyalty must be first to the Lord Jesus Christ, to a God. And everything else should flow out of that, including our marriage and family priorities and then our ministry, if we have our priorities in order. But I want to keep it real practical for this young couple. And if you will, I'd like to maybe put a little illustrative handle on this one. And it sounds like the couple has come to a crossroads in their lives where they're asking themselves really tough questions regarding priorities. And for me personally, I remember this issue really hit me really hard one day. And, you know, when I started my dental practice, I started from scratch. I mean, the only folders in my patient folder cabinet were names that started with F for Farini and C for Camillic, which was mom's maiden name. But by God's grace and by his strength, we were able to build a very successful practice in close to 3,000 patients. And, you know, to get to that point, I worked 6 days a week and two nights a week. And in our free time, we stayed pretty busy with ministry stuff. One day, as I was about to walk out the door, our daughter Christina, who was maybe all of about maybe 6 or 7 at the time, gave me the big hug and kiss, which she did every day. And she said to me, Daddy, will we see you tonight or tomorrow or the day after that?
Oh.
Yeah, hello. Well, after that comment, when I got to work, the first thing I did was to radically change my schedule. And, life is way too short, as you know. I mean, we need to take the time to laugh and have fun and make memories. And I got to tell you that the most important influence in my life to keep my priorities straight has been and is still to this day, Cindy. And so I'm going to let her share with you some of the techniques that she's used over the years for helping me and our family to really think right when it comes to keeping our priorities straight. So, Cindy, you want to say something?
Well, sure. First of all, I think just to go back to when the kids were little and Christina said what she said, Joe's schedule was really erratic. It was like he didn't work Monday mornings, but he worked Monday nights, and then he worked Tuesday, and then he worked Thursday nights, and it was never, a set schedule. So the kids really didn't know, like, when will we see him next? And I sort of felt the same way, too. But we realized we had to work hard to get started, and we did that. But we also made that change to definitely make sure that the kids and the marriage were a priority. But one of the things that that I have done, have had done when the kids were little, was I had the kids help make a list for the summertime. Like, what things are we going to do that are fun? And then we would have a refrigerator and just kind of keep a list of what we wanted to do. And then as we did it, we would cross it off. And I've done the same thing in our marriage where You know, I would probably be, I'm not a very adventurous person just by nature, but I am more adventurous in terms of planning, like, oh, let's go do something fun together. So I would just kind of make a list. So for instance, on my refrigerator right now is something that I got out of the newspaper, and it's just a list of hamburger places that we could try. So I told Dad, I told Joe, I said, here's a list. And like in the next year, 2016, I want to see if we can go to all of these places. There's not that many. But you know what? It makes it fun because you go to a place you haven't been before. You kind of get to see each other across the table. And I mean, sometimes we'll be bringing Joey with us, but it's still just something fun that we get to do. And so I think it just takes a little bit of planning, but I don't think it's such that it has to be rigid. I think it can be where it's just sort of impromptu, and sometimes that maybe even turns out to be more fun. On Friday, we said last minute, we've been very busy with some things in our life, but we just said last minute, let's just call the kids and their spouses and Aunt Susie, and let's see if everybody wants to go to the fair here in town. They had a big homecoming fair, and everybody was free, everybody went, and we had a good time, and it was fun. So it can be a planned event, it can be just a spontaneous event, but it just makes it fun when you're together as a couple or when you're together as a family or even with friends.
So is camping on your list, Cindy?
Oh, yeah. You know what? That one is top on my list as long as it's a nice hotel.
So
in the woods.
Yeah, I understand. Trust me.
That's too funny. And you were very adventurous this weekend. We went on one of the rides. She went on the Pharaoh ride, which is essentially just going back and forth.
Cindy.
But it was so funny because I sat next to her and I've never heard her scream. She's just screaming. Well, and then our little nephew, it was so funny. He's in the back and he had never been on a ride, really ever. But he went on that and it goes pretty high. I mean, you feel like you're at a 90-degree angle. And he was just gripping the bar in front of us. Screaming so loud. Oh my gosh. I was crying. I don't think I even remember the ride because I was just laughing so hard. But we had a good time.
Brian, I figured Brian, after I did the Dolan swing in your backyard, I could do this ride.
And, it's a little different.
It was a little different.
Too funny.
But you know what? I love that about you and Joe, that you're actually setting these priorities on how to have fun. What do you say to the young married couple with small kids, though, where they can't afford to go out and go to every burger joint in town? What can they do to have fun?
That's great. You know what? And the list that we would have on our refrigerator, mostly for the summer because we were more free in terms of our time, it was things like take a walk in the park. We have such a great metro park system here. I think, you know, there's, Joe, what do you call that place you like to go to, to look at all the stuff inside that building?
It used to be called the Interpret Center, the Nature Center. And the Rocky River Reservation.
To look at all that stuff inside that building.
I love that you guys have been married long enough that made sense. That one building with the stuff in it, Joe? Yeah, of course, Nature Center.
All those animals and stuff. And he loves going there. I kind of walk through the building and I go for a walk.
Oh, that's funny.
But it's fun. I didn't like that one. But,
You
know, we just take walks and just do fun stuff like that. And or go for an ice cream. You know, you can get kitty cones and little things that are not that expensive. But, you know, one thing, and this is what I think every young couple should do, and it's not always easy to do, especially like Brian, you're newer in town, but you have to get to know people. But here's what I have suggested to young people for years, and that is find a family that you can barter time with. Now, if you have, you know, five kids and they have one, it might not be real fair. You might have to think of bartering a little different than like, I'll take a turn and then you take a turn. But we had done it with family, and we would just say, you know, if you watch Joey or if you watch the girls, we'll take your kids and on another occasion so you can get out. So it's just kind of, you know, finding a safe family that you are able to leave your children with and get away. And it's just, I think it's just so helpful to a marriage to laugh, to have fun, to just get a little bit away from the everyday, even if it's for an hour. Joe and I try to take a walk as often as we can with my feet still healing. I'm not having the endurance that I have had, but we're still trying to take little bits of walks and just talk and have fun and laugh about things. Life gets too serious sometimes.
Amen.
Yeah,
see what I come from?
Yeah, I do. It's 7:22 now, and once again, thanks to Joe and Cindy Farini for their weekly visit this half hour to give all of us some great advice on marriage, and I loved it this week, some ideas on how to have fun. If folks want to get connected to you, what's the best way to do it?
Well, a couple ways. We have a website, cindyfarini.com or joefarini.com, but we will have actually this conversation posted tomorrow morning on My Marriage Matters on Facebook. And we appreciate all you guys do, and we thank you for having us on. Thanks so much, you guys.
Thanks.
You bet. And don't forget, there's one park actually on Cleveland's east side where you guys could camp out overnight by the RNC if you want to have some fun. So go ahead and do this. Join some protesters and camp overnight.
I'd pay to see that.
Great.
Yeah, my bags are packed.
Okay, you guys. We'll talk to you next week.
We'll see you.
Thanks.